New York State health officials have announced precautions to reduce the spread of the new coronavirus. This comes in the wake of New York City's first case of COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus. Paige Clark reports.
The unidentified patient worked in Iran and arrived in New York last Tuesday. The 39-year-old woman is a healthcare professional who officials say did not take public transportation and was likely not contagious while on her flight to New York. She has a mild case of the disease and will recover in her home. Health officials say she does not need to be hospitalized. 80% of infected people can likely recover on their own. People who already have health concerns are hospitalized. Still, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says it is inevitable that the virus will spread.
Our challenge now is to test as many people as you can. You're not going to eliminate the spread, but you can limit the spread.
The federal government approved New York for coordination with private hospitals and labs to test 1,000 people per day. Testing will begin on Friday, with results expected within hours. Paige Clark, WSHU News.